With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Even with the tariff news last week, at least one poll indicating popularity for President Trump.
The results come from the Daily Mail, surveying over 1,000 registered voters between March 31st and April 3rd, including the day after President Trump's Liberation Day announcement. The poll finds President Trump's approval at 53%, up 4% from the week prior. This includes a remarkable 13% jump in the age group of 18 to 29, a 17% increase among black voters, and yes, even a 6% increase in favorability among Democrats and independents. As for the tariffs themselves, most remain unsure, but along three different lines, there's an overall 1 to 2% edge of approval over disapproval for President Trump's moves. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump plans to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu tomorrow in what will be their second White House get-together since Trump's return to the Oval Office. Meanwhile, former Israeli military officer Michael Oren was asked by Salem Radio Network if he believes President Trump is prepared to move against Iran if they continue their development of nuclear weapons.
I do. And that seems to be the message coming out of Washington. And so is the hope coming out of Israel. But Iran, they're smart. And they're great negotiators. They're great market negotiators. And they will publicly say, oh, we won't negotiate under pressure. But privately, they'll get back to the president and say, okay, we're willing to sit down and cut a deal.
One person has been killed as Russian airstrikes hit the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv early today. That strike sparked fires in several of the city's non-residential areas, damaging cars and several buildings. Meanwhile, officials say the death toll from Russia's Friday attack continues to grow, at least 19 dead, including many children. This is SRN News. Well, the Public Religion Research Institute asked about abortion.
The poll indicates that 63% of Americans want abortion to remain legal in all or most cases. 34% want the procedure to be illegal in all or most cases. 85% of Democrats favor abortion versus just 39% of Republicans. Majorities of most major faith groups also want abortion to remain legal in all or most cases. The exceptions are white evangelical Protestants, Hispanic Protestants, and Mormons. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal judge ruling Alabama's attorney general cannot prosecute people and groups who help women travel to other states to get an abortion. U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson sided with an abortion fund and medical providers that sued the attorney general, Steve Marshall, after he suggested that they could face prosecution under anti-conspiracy laws. This is SRN News. Political analyst Matthew Continetti reminding Americans the very same so-called experts who are criticizing President Trump's trade policies today are the very same people who refuse to allow questions about Joe Biden's mental health.
I have to say that the way in which the media covered up for Biden does make me raise an eyebrow when I hear the uniform chorus of experts say that Trump's policy on trade is going to end in utter disaster.
Continetti cautions against blindly believing the flood of negative news reports about the president's trade policies.
This group of experts are wrong. They're almost always wrong. And so one lesson I take away from the Biden experience is we really have to look at what the Beltway class says with a huge dollops of salt.
More details at srnnews.com.